before your table this morning.
父，我们感谢你，早上我们能够来到你的桌前。
We're so thankful that you can gather us before in your presence.
我们感谢，我们何等的感恩，你把我们召聚在您的同在的当中。
Every time we remember you, every time we take the cup and the bread, we're reminded that your love toward us never changes.
每当我们能够来纪念你，每当我们来吃这饼、喝这杯的时候，我们再被提醒，你的爱永不改变。
Your mercy is new every morning.
你的怜悯每早晨都是新鲜的。
We're once again we can testify the truth of your word.
我们再能够来见证您的话语是何等的真实。
In this world we have afflictions.
在这世界我们虽有苦难。
But in you.We have peace.
但在你里面我们有平安。
You have given us this peace through the victory on the cross.
你借着十字架上的得胜把这平安赐给我们。
Therefore, we are so thankful this morning that we can still come together like this.
所以早上我们何等的感恩，我们仍能如此的来相聚。
Great is thy faithfulness.
您的信实何广大。
Therefore, we want to commit this.Time of fellowship into your hands.
所以我们要把这交通的时间交在您的手中。
May you speak to our heart, open our eye to see how great our Father's love toward us is.
所以求您能够开我们的眼，敞开我们的心，让我们看到父向着我们的爱是何等的广大。
We commit this precious time into your hands.
我们把这宝贵的时间交在您的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Brothers and sisters, as I consider.What should we share in the last Sunday of this year of 2021?
弟兄姐妹，当我来思想在2021年的最后一个主日，我们要来分享什么的时候？
And what is the most important things for us together?
那当我们聚在一起的时候，对我们最重要的是什么？
And the Lord led me to this portion of scripture in Mark chapter 12, verse 28.
那主就带领我到马可福音十二章二十八节这段经文。
We want to read from 28 through 33.
那我要来读的是十二章二十八到三十三节。
And you will realize this is something that we all knew very well.
那你会意识到这是我们都非常熟悉的一段经节。
But also very easy for us to forget about it.
但同时也是我们非常容易忽略和忘记的。
Therefore,It is important at the year end that we consider this matter together.
所以是非常重要，我们能够在这年末的时候一同的再来思想。
May Holy Spirit will remind all of us.
愿圣灵提醒我们所有的人。
So what is the most important thing for us?
对我们来说最重要的是什么？
Let's read Mark 12 verse 28.
让我们一同来读马可福音第十二章第二十八节。
One of the scribes came.And heard them arguing, and recognizing that he had answered them well, asked him, What commandment is the foremost of all? Jesus answered, The foremost is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul.And with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. The scribe said to him, Right, teacher, you have truly stated that he is one, and there is no one else besides him, and to love him with all the heart, and with all theUnderstanding and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as himself is much more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices.
有一个文士来听见他们辩论，晓得耶稣回答得好，就问他说：“诫命中哪一条是要紧的呢？”耶稣回答说：“第一要紧的就是说，以色列啊，你要听。”主我们神是独一的主你要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神其次就是说要爱人如己再没有比这两条诫命更大的了那文士对耶稣说夫子说神是一位实在不错除了他以外再没有别的神 并且尽心尽智尽力爱他，又爱人如己，就比一切燔祭和各样祭祀好得多。
One day there was a very intelligent scribe who came to Jesus.
那有一天有一个非常聪明的文士来到主耶稣面前。
He heard Jesus debating with Pharisees and Sadducees about different matters.
他就听到主耶稣跟法利赛人和撒都该人之间为着几件事情有所辩论。
Pharisee asked him something about politics.
那法利赛人就问了主耶稣关于政治的一件事。
And Sadducee asked him a question about resurrections.
那撒都该人就问了主耶稣一个关于复活的事。
Jesus answered this question very, very well.
那主耶稣对这些回答是非常的好。
Therefore, the scribe came up with one question.
所以这个文士对主有一个问题。
He said, of all these commandments, which is the most important?
他就说诫命中哪一条 哪是第一要紧的呢？
And some of us are reading Exodus and Leviticus in 2021, and we will realize how many commandments there are in the Bible.
那我们当中有一些人是在2021年读出埃及记和利未记的，我们就会发现在圣经当中记载了多少条的诫命。
And the scribe asked the Lord Jesus, which one is the most important?
那这个文士就问主耶稣，诫命中哪是第一要紧的呢？
Obviously, Jesus actually liked this question and answered right away.
很显然主很喜欢这个问题，所以他立刻就回答了这个问题。
And the answer was recorded in Matthew, Luke, and Mark.
那这个回答被记载在马太福音、路加福音和马可福音当中。
Brothers and sisters, now in the business world, there is a famous quote.
那弟兄姐妹，在这个商业界有一个非常有名的名言。
Some of you may know.
那你们当中有一些人可能也听过。
The main thing is to keep the main thing, the main thing.
就是最重要的就是让重要的事成为你重要的事。
A good translation. I thought it would be hard to translate.
这个话可能不太好翻译。
The main thing in life is to keep the main thing, the main thing.
那我们生活当中最重要的就是让重要的事成为你重要的事。
No matter how busy you are in the workplace, if you do not keep the main thing, the main thing, you will never succeed.
在工作当中，无论你多么的努力，如果你不让重要的事成为对你来说重要的事，你是不会成功的。
In the same way,In our spiritual pursuit, if we do not keep the main thing, we will never succeed.
同样的，在我们的属灵的追求当中，如果我们不能让最重要的事成为我们最重要的事，我们也不会成功。
It is very easy to be distracted by many other things.
是我们很容易被很多其他的事情所搅扰。
We can be kept busy by many other things.
每一天其他很多的事情让我们能够非常的繁忙。
And we will forget about the main thing.
我们就会忘记那最重要的事。
I think in the whole year of 2020 and 2021, we were distracted by so many other things.
我想在2020和2021年，我们对被其他很多的事情所搅扰。
Therefore, it's important to come back at the year end and remind ourselves what is the main thing.
所以我想是非常重要，我们能够在年末的时候来提醒我们自己，什么才是那最重要的事。
How to keep the main thing, the main thing.
那如何能够让这重要的事成为对我们来说最重要的事
？Jesus said, "Oh Israel."
主耶稣说：“以色列啊
，The Lord our God is one Lord."
你要听主，我们神是独一的主。
Then you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart.With all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength.
你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
Jesus quoted directly from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4.
那主耶稣是直接的引用《申命记》第六章第四节。
I was always amazed how Jesus can quote the scriptures so quickly.
我总是为主能够这么快的引用经节而感到惊奇。
And he also answered the question right away.
他总是能够立时就回答这些问题。
And hit the nail on the head.
并且能够一针见血。
Jesus did not ask Peter or John to bring the scroll.
那主耶稣不是让彼得或者约翰把这个书卷拿过来。
He knew the word by heart.
他从心里就非常的熟识这些经节。
He said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one God."
他说，听啊，以色列啊，你要听，主我们神是独一的主。
The word "hear" is the Hebrew word "shema."
那这个听这个词在希伯来当中是 shema, shema.
It is a very important word in Hebrew.
这在希伯来文当中是非常重要的一个词。
The Hebrew rabbis called Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 4 verse 5 the shema.
那这个犹太教的拉比他们就称这个生命记第六章第四和第五节为诗马篇。
And the rabbis determined that every devout Israelite should recite the shema twice every day, once in the morning, once in the evening.
那犹太的拉比他们就要求每一个被分别出来的犹太人，他们每一天都要早晚两次来背诵诗马篇。
If you are a very devoted Jew, then in the morning you will declare, "O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord."
如果你是一个非常虔诚的犹太人的话，每天早晨你都要这样的来宣告，以色列啊，你要听主，我们神是独一的主。
And even evening you will declare the same.
那每一个晚上你也要同样的来宣告。
And you will do this every single day in your life.
在你一生的每一天，你都要这么做。
You will remind one time and again, the Lord our God is one Lord.
所以你就再次能够来被提醒，主，我们神是独一的主。
In the holiest year, on the Day of Atonement.
那在每一天最圣洁的这一天，就是在赎罪日这一天。
In the holiest moment, of that day, when the great priest, high priest, offer his prayers.
那在这一天至圣的那一个时刻，当大祭司来献他的祷告的时候
，the high priest will conclude the prayer with the Shema.
那大祭司就要以诗马篇来结束他的祷告。
The Lord, our God, is one Lord.
主，我们神是独一的主。
It is customary to recite the Shema before one's death.
那照着传统，在一个人将死之时，也要来背诵诗马篇。
The Shema will be the last words before death.
所以诗马篇也是一个人生最后听到的那一句。
Before a good Jew depart from this earth, he will declare, "The Lord our God is one Lord."
在一个好的犹太人离开这个世界之前，他要来宣告，主我们的神是独一的主。
So what is our response to the Shema?
所以我们对诗马这个篇章是怎么样来回应呢？
According to the scriptures, our response to the Shema is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength.
那照着圣经，我们所当做的是尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力来爱主我们的神。
So this morning, the burden is to think deeply. What does this mean?
所以早上我们要来深深的思想这句话到底是什么意思。
How can we apply this in our life?
那我们如何能够在我们生活当中真实的来应用？
Unless we know how can we apply this in our life, then we cannot respond to the Shema properly.
只有我们知道该如何实际的应用，我们才能够合适的、恰当的来回应诗马篇。
So we will understand this in three different ways.
所以我们要从三个方向来了解这句话。
First, we would like to consider how do we love the Lord with all our mind.
那首先我们要来思想我们怎么样来尽意爱主我们的神。
Then we will consider how do we love the Lord with all our heart and with all our soul.
那下面我们要来思想我们怎么样尽心尽性的来爱主。
Now, thirdly, how do we love the Lord with all our strength?
那第三我们要来思想怎么样尽力来爱主。
To love the Lord with all our mind is to trust Him in all things.
那尽意爱主就是说我们要在凡事上信靠神。
It is easy to trust the Lord when we are blessed by many things.
那当我们在很多事上被主来祝福的时候是比较容易来信靠他。
On the other hand, It is much harder to trust the Lord during a difficult period of our life.
那在另外一面来说，当我们经过一段比较艰难的时候，是很难来信靠主的。
We trust the Lord who will bring prosperity, but we should also trust the Lord who brings calamity.
我们相信主会为我们带来好处，但我们也当信靠主，当他给我们带来灾难。
Because there is only one Lord.
因为主是独一的主
The Lord is one Lord
主是独一的主
And he is the one to bring prosperity But he is also the one to bring calamity
那他是那一位带来好处同样他也是那一位降灾祸的
He is the one to create light But he is also the one who create darkness
他是那一位造光也是那一位造黑暗的
Therefore Christian in the first century They trust the Lord in all things
所以在第一世纪的圣徒们他们在凡事上信靠神
They experienced tremendous blessings But they were also under many persecutions
那他们得到了极大的祝福但他们也同样在诸多的逼迫之下
In all circumstances they trust the Lord
在一切的环境当中他们都能信靠神
They love the Lord with all their minds
他们是尽意的来爱神
When men sin against the LordHe will rise up and to do his work.
那当人犯罪得罪主的时候，他也会兴起来做成他的工。
God was not delighted to do those kind of work.
虽然神做这些并不让他的心得喜悦。
But he is the one Lord.
但他是那独一的主。
It does not please him to do those work.
虽然做这些事情不让他得喜悦。
But he has to do it.
但他却不得不做。
Brother and sister, for the past 2 years, it's God's work.
弟兄姐妹，在过去的两年当中，这一切是神的工作。
God brought calamity to this earth.
神让灾祸降到这世上。
Therefore, we need to trust Him in all things.
因此，我们要在凡事上来信靠他。
If we can trust Him in all things, then we love Him with all our minds.
如果我们能够在凡事上信靠他，我们就是来尽意的爱主。
If the Lord our God is one Lord, then we should not trust anything else more than we trust the Lord.
如果神我们的主是独一的主，那我们不当信靠其他事情多于信靠他。
If we trust something else more than we trust the Lord, we do not love the Lord with all our minds.
如果我们信靠其他的事情胜过我们信靠神的话，那我们就没有能够尽意的来爱主。
We can trust our doctors.But we cannot trust our doctors more than we trust the Lord.
我们能够来相信我们的医生，但我们不能相信我们的医生胜过我们相信主。
No offense to the doctors among us.
我不是要来冒犯我们当中来做医生的。
But I must say that we cannot trust our doctors more than we trust the Lord.
但我却不得不说，我们不能信靠，不能相信医生多于我们信靠主。
Because our God, the Lord our God is one Lord.
因为神我们的主是独一的主。
We cannot trust our medications more than we trust our Lord.
我们也不能相信我们所吃的药多于我们信靠主。
I heard a testimony from our sister about maybe 2 weeks ago.
那在大概在两周之前，我从一个姐妹那里听到一个见证。
And I thought it's a very good witness of this point.
那我想这是一个对这一点非常好的见证。
Our sister had a car accident some time ago.
那我们的姐妹在一段时间之前有了一个车祸。
Therefore, after that, she experienced many, many uncomfortableness in many different places.
所以那在这之后他身体上有多处有很多的这种病症
But then her doctor prescribed a special mouth scar for her
那他的医生就给他开了一个非常特殊的咬合板
And with the mouth scar in place all her pains disappeared
那当他戴上这个咬合板的时候他所有的这些疼痛就都消失了
So that mouth scarBring tremendous peace and comfort to her.
所以这个咬合板就给她带来很大的这种安慰和平安。
And she used that every day.
她每一天都会带着。
So one day, as she left her house in her car, she realized that he left her mouth scar at home.
那当有一天他离开家坐在车里的时候，他就突然意识到自己忘记带这个咬合板了。
And all of a sudden, she lost all the pieces. All the pieces.
那突然他就失去了所有的平安。
Then he rushed home and opened the drawer and discovered the mouse guard in the drawer.
那他就快快的跑回家，然后看到这个咬合板就放在抽屉里。
Then all of a sudden, the peace and joy come back to her.
那突然的话，这一切的平安和喜乐又重新回到他的心里。
But at this time, the Lord spoke to her.
但在这一次，主向他说话。
Do you trust the mouse guard more than you trust me?
你信靠这个咬合板多于信靠我吗？
And all of a sudden, he was tear up.
那突然他就眼里满了泪水。
Because she has to confess, at that moment, she trusts the mouse guard more than he trusts the Lord.
因为他不得不承认，在那个时刻，他相信这个咬合板多于他信靠神。
She did not love the Lord with all her mind.
他没能够尽意的来爱主。
We praise the Lord. Our sister put that mouse guard back to the drawer.
我们赞美主，因为我们的姐妹把那个咬合板又放回了抽屉里。
And never use that mouse guard ever again.
那就再也没有用过这个咬合板。
Our sister loved the Lord with all her mind.
我们的姐妹能够尽意的来爱主。
Brothers and sisters, this is the meaning of loving our God with all our mind.
弟兄姐妹，这就是尽意来爱主的意思。
If we trust anything more than we trust the Lord, we do not love our God with all our mind.
如果我们相信任何的事多于我们信靠神，我们就不是尽意的来爱主。
Brother and sister, we have tendency to trust what everyone else is doing.
弟兄姐妹，我们有这样的一个趋势，就是愿意来相信其他人在做的事情。
When our neighbor, our friends are doing something, we automatically think that's the right thing for us to do.
那当我们的邻居、我们的朋友他们做一些事情的时候，我们很自然的就会认为这是正确的。
If we trust our neighbor more than we trust our Lord, we do not love our God with all our mind.
如果我们相信我们的邻居多于我们信靠主的话，我们就不是来尽意的爱主。
So, brothers and sisters, at the year end, let's all come before the Lord and consider this.Do we love our God with all our minds?
所以弟兄姐妹，在年末的时候，我们一同的来思考这一点，我们是否是尽意的来爱主。
Do we trust him in all things?
我们是否在凡事上信靠他。
Do we trust the Lord more than we trust anything else?
我们是否信靠主过于我们相信其他任何的事情。
May the Lord encourage us in the year of 2022.
愿主在2022年能够来激励我们。
We trust the Lord in all things.
让我们在凡事上都来信靠他。
We trust the Lord no matter what variant is currently among us.
无论在我们当中现在是什么变种在盛行，我们都来信
靠他。We trust the Lord in all things.
我们在凡事上来信靠主。
And we do not trust anything more than we trust the Lord.
让我们不是相信任何事过于我们信靠主。
Let us learn to love the Lord with all our minds.
让我们学习能够来尽意爱主。
Secondly, to love the Lord with all our heart and with all our soul.
那第二就是尽心尽性的来爱主。
Is to give our best to the Lord.
就是把我们最好的献给神。
If you love someone with all your heart and with all your soul, then you will give the best to this person.
如果你是尽心尽性的来爱一个人，你会把你最好的来献给他。
Every parent will give their best to their children.
每一个家长都会把自己最好的来给他的孩子。
Every parent loves their child with all his or her heart and his or her soul.
每一个家长都是尽心尽性的来爱他的孩子。
Brothers and sisters, we all experience this ourselves.
弟兄姐妹，我们自己都这样经历过。
And Jesus answered the scribe the scribe hearing the Jesus answer, then the scribe reply.
那当这个文士听到主耶稣的回答之后，他就这样对他说。
And he understood the Lord is one.
他知道神是一位。
And there's no one else beside the Lord.
那除他以外再没有别神。
And he also understood loving the Lord with all our heart and with all our soul is better than all burnt offerings and sacrifice.
那他也知道能够尽心尽性的来爱主就比一切的燔祭和各样祭司好得多。
So this was a very intelligent scribe.
所以这是一个非常智慧的这个文士。
He immediately saw the essence of Jesus' answer.
他立刻就看到主耶稣那个回答当中的实质。
And he understood that if you love the Lord, it's better than your offering.
所以他就知道，如果你爱主的话，就好过你的这些祭司。
In fact, God used many sacrifices and offering to show us how do we love the Lord with all our heart and with all our soul.
那事实上，神就是借着各种各样的祭司来向我们显示，我们当如何的能够尽心尽性的来爱他。
There are many many offerings, in the Bible.
那在圣经当中记载着很多的这种祭司。
They all point in the same directions.
他们都指向一个方向。
How do you love the Lord with all your heart?
你怎么样能够来尽心的爱主？
But this morning, in the interest of time, we only use one offering and one element of that offering.
那早上因为时间的缘故，我们就只讲一个祭司，并且只讲当中一个元素。
In the peace offering,
在平安祭当中
the priest offered two things from the sacrifice to the Lord.
那这个祭司要从这个平安祭当中取两样东西献给主。
The priest offered the fat,
就是第一就是所有的脂油
but also offered the kidneys.
那同时还有两个腰子。
Let's talk about the fat first.
那首先我们来讲脂油。
In Hebrew cultures, the fat represents the best portion of the sacrifice.
在希伯来的文化当中，脂油是指这个祭物当中最好的一部分。
Therefore, out of that peace offering, the fat was given to the Lord.
所以在这个祭物当中，他所有的脂油都是来献给主的。
The shoulders, the breasts were given to the priest.
那胸和右腿是要来给留给祭司的。
And the rest of the meat was given to the sacrificers.
那剩下的这些肉是留给这个献祭者的。
So we can clearly see a three distinct sections.
所以我们能够看到三个明显的分隔。
The portion that was given to the Lord, the portion that was given to the priest, and the portion was given to the people.
就是有一份是给主的，有一份是给祭司的，还有一份是给众人的。
And the fat, which is the best of the sacrifice, is always given to the Lord.
那脂油就是这个祭物当中最好的这一份，总是留给主的。
Therefore,We can tell in the law of offering, giving the Lord our best is the way to love our Lord.
所以就在关于祭司的这些律法当中，我们能够看到，把我们最好的来献给主，就是尽心来爱主。
Because the Lord is always giving us the best.
因为主总是把他最好的来给我们。
No, in the creation, God created the best.
那在创造当中，神是创造了至好最好的。
After man's fall, God also gave His best to redeem us.
那当人堕落之后，神也把他最好的给我们来买赎我们。
God did not send an archangel to save us.
神不是差遣一个大天使来拯救我们。
God did not send a prophet to save us.
神也不是差遣一个先知来拯救我们。
God gave His best.
神把他最好的
God gave his only son to save us.
把他的独生爱子赐给我们来拯救我们。
When Jesus came to this world,
当耶稣来到这世上的时候
he always gave the best.
他也总是把最好的给出来。
In the wedding of Cana, Jesus gave them the best wine.
在迦拿的婚宴当中，主耶稣给了他们最好的酒。
As he talked to Nicodemus, he gave Nicodemus the best life.
那当他跟尼哥底母来讲话的时候，他就把最好的生命赐给尼哥底母。
When he talked to the Samaritan woman, he gave her the best waters.
那当他与这个撒玛利亚的妇人来交谈的时候，他就给她最好的水。
Jesus always gave us the best.
主耶稣总是把最好的来给我们。
So we shall give our best to the Lord.
所以我们也应该把我们最好的来给主。
And the second thing is the kidney.
那第二件就是这个腰子或者是肾脏。
And this is difficult for Chinese to understand.
那这对中国人来说可能比较难明白。
And why you think kidneys?
那为什么要用肾脏来讲呢？
For Chinese, the kidney does not connect to heart and soul.
那因为对中国人来说，这个肾脏跟我们的心和性是没有联系的。
But in Hebrew cultures, kidneys.Represent the heart and soul of the sacrifice.
但在犹太他们的文化当中，这两腰却代表了祭物的心和性。
And in the Bible, there is a verse in Proverbs 23, verse 16. Then he said, "My innermost being will rejoice when your lips speak what is right."
在箴言23章16节有这么一节圣经，那里讲到，你的嘴若说正直话，我的心肠也必快乐。
The innermost being in the original text is kidneys.
那这里的心肠在原文当中讲的就是这个心和肾。
And the Bible translator even translated something in English that makes sense for English speakers.
那这个翻译圣经的人在翻译英文的时候，他也用了一种能够合适表达这个的方法。
And translate into Chinese to something that our Chinese can understand.
那当他翻译成中文的时候，也用了我们中国人能够明白的方法。
You know, Chinese use heart and intestine to represent heart and soul.
那就是说到心肠，那跟这个心性是一样的。
Now, if you tell other cultures that the intestine represents the soul, they will not understand.
如果你告诉其他文化当中的人，这肠子是代表了我们的心的话，他们是不可能明白的。
Right, in Chinese, we use the heart and intestine, and sometimes we use in lungs to represent the heart and soul.
那但在我们中国的文化当中，我们却用心肠来表达我们的这个心性。有的时候我们也说这个心肺。
Therefore, the kidneys really represent the heart and soul of the sacrifice.
所以这个腰子或者肾就代表了这个祭物的心性。
Therefore, if you see the kidneys and the fat burning up together, that is telling us we should love the Lord with all our heart and with all our soul and give our best to the Lord.
所以如果你看到这个脂油和这个腰子在祭坛上被献给主的时候，你应该知道我们应该是把最好的来献给主，尽心尽性的爱他。
The issue today is not whether we give to the Lord.
那今天问题不在于我们是否愿献给主。
The issue today is whether we give our best to the Lord.
那问题在于我们是否把自己最好的献给主。
Brother and sister, the saddest book in the Old Testament is the Malachi.
弟兄姐妹，在旧约圣经当中最悲伤的一本书是马拉基书。
The issue with the people of Israel in Malachi is not they did not offer to the Lord.
那在马拉基书当中，以色列人的问题不是他们不献祭给主。
The issue was the fact that they did not offer the best to the Lord.
那问题却在于他们没有把最好的献给主。
They offered the blind, the lame, and the sick sacrifices to the Lord.
他们把那些瞎眼瘸腿的有病的祭物来献给主。
Do we know the seriousness of not giving the Lord our best?
我们是否知道不把最好的献给主这件事有多么的严重？
Sometimes we didn't pay attention to the seriousness of not giving our best to the Lord.
有的时候我们没有意识到不把最好的留给主这件事有多么的严重。
Not knowingly, we despise His name.
那不知不觉当中，我们就藐视了他的名。
This is the Lord Himself revealed to us. If we do not offer our best to the Lord, we despise His name.
这是主自己这样的启示给我们，如果我们不把自己最好的献给他，我们就是藐视他的名。
Because our action is saying that the Lord is not worthy of my best.
因为我们所做的就是在表明主不配得我们最好的。
If the Lord is not worthy of my best and I despise his name.
如果 主不配得我最好的，我就在藐视他的名。
The fact that they're offered the Lord with the blind, with the sick, with the lame, and not knowing they despise his name is the saddest thing in the Malachi.
那在马拉基书当中最悲伤的一件事就是这些人他们献上瞎眼的、瘸腿的、有病的，却不知道自己如此做是藐视了主的名。
Brothers and sisters, we need to realize the seriousness of not offering your best to the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们应该认识到这件事情的重要性，就是如果我们不把最好的献给主，到底意味什么。
So at the end of 2021, may we all realize that offering our best to the Lord is very important.
所以愿在2021年的年末，我们能够意识到把最好的献给神是非常重要的。
Have we given our best time to the Lord?
我们是否把自己最好的时间来给主？
Have we given our bestWe come to the Lord's table.
当我们来到主的桌前的时候，我们是否把自己最好的献上？
Have give our best attention to His word.
我们是否用最好的注意力来读他的话？
Have we given our best when we serve in the house of the Lord?
当我们在神的家中服侍的时候，是否把我们自己最好的摆上？
Have we given our best in raising our children for the Lord?
当我们为着主来抚养我们的后代时，我们是否把自己最好的摆上？
Have we given our best in loving one another in the body of Christ?
我们在基督的身体当中彼此相爱的时候，是否把自己最好的摆上？
Brothers and sisters, we should offer our best to the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们应该把自己最好的献给神。
There's no one who is better example of this than Apostle Paul.
那我想没有比使徒保罗更好的例子来说明这一点。
Apostle Paul gives his best to the Lord.
使徒保罗把自己最好的都献给了主。
His purpose of his life is Christ.
他生命的意义就是基督。
For him, die is profitable.
对他来说死了就有益处。
He was ready for his lifepour out as a drink offering for the building up of God's people.
那为了建造基督的身体，他随时准备把自己的生命当作奠祭献上。
He gave his best to the Lord.
他把自己最好的都献给了主。
And he loved the Lord with all his heart and with all his soul.
他也是尽心尽性的来爱主。
May we love the Lord with all our heart and with all our soul.
愿我们能够尽心尽性的来爱主。
Bring that fat and the kidneys to the Lord.
把这些脂油和这两腰都献给主。
Give our best to the Lord.
把我们最好的献给主。
This is how do we love the Lord with all our heart and with all our soul.
这就是我们如何能够来尽心尽性的爱主。
Now let's consider the third part. To love the Lord with all our strength.
那现在我们来思想第三点，就是尽力的来爱主。
To love the Lord with all our strength is do that what we could do.
那尽力的来爱主，就是说为主尽我们所能的。
This word came from the Lord Jesus.
那这句话是来自主耶稣自己。
After the Mary of Bethany broke the alabaster jar and poured the perfume over his head.
当伯大尼的玛利亚打破了玉瓶，把真拿达香膏浇在主耶稣的头上，
and there was the cause of severe reaction from the disciples.
那就在这些门徒当中就兴起了很大的回应。
They said, why has this perfume been wasted?
那他们就说何用这样枉费香膏呢？
For this perfume might have been sold for over 300 denarii and given to the poor.
他们说这香膏可以卖30两银子来周济穷人。
But Jesus said, she has done what she could.
但主却说她所做的是尽她所能的。
She has anointed my body beforehand for the burial.
她是为我安葬的事把香膏预先浇在我身上。
Jesus meant that Mary has done all that he could when he poured out the whole jar.
那耶稣就是说，当他把整罐的香膏倒浇灌出来的时候，他是尽他所能的在做。
According to the book of John, that Mary, had about 1 pound of perfume.
那据约翰福音所记载的，玛利亚大概有一斤重的香膏。
Then he poured the whole jar out without anything left in the jar.
那他就把整罐的香膏全都倒了出来，没有留下任何一点。
In fact, he broke the jar, so there's nothing left.
事实上，他是把整个玉瓶都打破，所以什么都没有留下。
Brother and sister, if Mary had 2 pounds of perfume.
弟兄姐妹，如果玛利亚有两斤重的香膏
，She would have poured the whole 2 pounds.
她也会把这两斤全都倒出来的。
It's not about how much she offered.
不是关乎她献上了多少。
It is about she did what he could.
而是在于她是尽她所能的在做。
No matter how many pounds of perfume she had.
无论他所有是几斤的香膏
，She would pour all that she had.
他会把自己所有的全都倒出来。
Brothers and sisters, it's not really about how much we offer to the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，实在不是关乎我们为主献上多少。
Oftentimes we care so much about how much we offer.
常常我们所注意的就是我们献上了多少。
We actually care about how much others.Offer to the Lord.
我们也非常在意别人献上了多少。
Because somebody else offers so much, and I tend not to offer because I have so little.
那当别人献上了这么多，我就不敢献上，因为我好像只有一点点。
We care too much about how much we offer to the Lord.
我们常常太过在乎我们为主献上了多少。
God only wants us to do what we could.
那主所要我们做的不过是尽我们所能的。
If we do what we could, then we love the Lord with all our strength.
如果我们能够来尽我们所能的做，那我们就是来尽力的爱主。
Doesn't matter how much you have.
无关乎你手里你有多少。
Doesn't matter how much you offer to the Lord.
也不关乎你为主献上了多少。
As long as we do what we can.
只要我们是尽我们所能的在做
That's love the Lord with all our strength.
那就是来尽力的爱主
Brother and sister, the issue today is not how much we offer to the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，问题不在于今天我们为主献上了多少
The issue today is how much we keep to ourselves.
问题在于我们为自己还留下了多少
Brother and sister, God looks at things very differently.
弟兄姐妹，神看事情是非常不同的。
We look at everyone and see how much they offer.
我们看别人总是说他们献上了多少。
But our Lord Jesus look at everybody, they see how much you keep to yourself.
但主耶稣来看我们的时候，他就会看你为自己还留了多少。
In Luke, Jesus illustrates this very clearly.
在路加福音当中，主就非常详细明白地说明了这事。
Jesus saw the rich putting their gifts into the treasury.
主耶稣看财主把捐项投在库里。
Notice it's multiple rich, it's not a single rich person.
那请注意，这里所讲的这个财主是几位财主，而不只有一位。
Then he saw a poor widow putting in 2 small copper coins.
然后他又看见一个穷寡妇投了2个小钱。
Then Jesus said, Truly, I said to you, this poor widow put in more than all of them.
那主耶稣就说我实在告诉你们这穷寡妇所投的比众人还多
This poor widow put in more than all of the rich persons
这穷寡妇所投的比这些所有财主加起来还多
How could the poor widow put in more?
那这个穷寡妇所投的怎么会比他们还多呢
Jesus explained for the rich put into offering out of their surplus but the widow out of her poverty putting all she had to live on.
那主耶稣就解释道，因为众人都是自己有余，拿出来投在捐项里，但这寡妇是自己不足，把她一切养生的都投上了。
So this is a perfect illustration. Jesus did not look at how much we offer to him.
所以这就是一个非常好的例子来说，主不是看我们献上多少。
Jesus look at how much we keep to ourselves.
主耶稣而是看我们为自己还留下多少。
Brothers and sisters, when Jesus went to the cross, did he keep anything for himself?
弟兄姐妹，当主耶稣上十字架的时候，他为自己留下任何一点吗？
He did not have any money of his own left.
他没有为自己留下任何的银钱。
He did not even have a proper clothes.
他甚至都没有一个合适的衣服。
He did not have his own grave.
他甚至都没有自己的坟墓。
When Jesus went to the cross, he gave everything.
当主耶稣上十字架的时候，他把自己所有的全都献上。
All that he could,
尽他所能的。
And he kept nothing for himself.
他没有为自己留下任何一点。
He loved the Father with all his strength.
他尽力的来爱主他的神。
He gave up his glory.
他放下自己的荣耀。
He emptied himself.
倒空了自己。
He humbled himself, become obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
他自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And he did not keep anything to himself.
他没有为自己留下任何一点。
Because he loved the Father with all his strength.
因为他尽力地来爱他的父。
Brothers and sisters, the issue today.It's not whether we offer to the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，今天问题不在于我们是否为主献上。
The issue today is that we often keep too much for ourselves.
问题在于我们常常为自己留了太多。
So at the end of 2021, so let's come back to this matter of loving the Lord and realize what this word means.
所以在2021年的年末，让我们再回到爱主这个主题上，让我们来思想这到底意味着什么。
And ask ourselves, do we love the Lord with all our strength?
你来问一问自己，我们是否尽力的来爱主。
How much we have kept to ourselves?
我们为自己到底留了多少。
So maybe Lord will encourage us,In the year of 2020,
也许主会在2022年来问激励我们。
We learn to do everything we could.
让我们能够尽我们所能的来做。
In the Corinthians, Paul said this word.
在哥林多书当中，保罗这样说。
If anyone loves God, he is known by him.
若有人爱神，这人乃是神所知道的。
The poor widow in Luke and Mary of Bethany, Apostle Paul and many others, they were known to the Lord.
那在路加福音当中所记载的这个寡妇，伯大尼的玛利亚、使徒保罗以及其他很多人，他们是为主所知道的。
They loved the Lord.
他们爱主。
And they were known by him.
他们也是被主所知道的。
Are we known by the Lord?
我们是否被主所知道呢？
Is our love for the Lord known by the Lord?
我们对主的爱是否为主所知道呢？
The good news is that we still have time.
那好消息是我们仍有时间。
We still have opportunity to love the Lord as long as there is a day called today.
那只要还有今天，我们仍有机会来爱主。
And the past has passed.
那过去的已经过去了。
But we still have today.
然而我们还有今日。
So we still have opportunity to love the Lord.
所以我们仍有机会来爱主。
We must encourage one another to love the Lord.
我们要彼此鼓励，一同爱主。
Because the day we live is full of deceitfulness.
因为今天我们所活的世代充满了这些诡诈。
And we need to learn how to love the Lord.
所以我们要来学习如何的来爱主。
And Mary of Bethany seized the opportunity that day to love the Lord with all her strength.
伯大尼的玛利亚在那一天抓住这个机会，尽她所能的来爱主。
The opportunity will end someday.
这个机会总有一天会失去的。
The opportunity will not last forever.
那这个机会不会存到永远的。
And the day of the Lord is nearing.
那神主要来的日子近了。
We must learn how to seize the opportunity to love him.
我们应该学习如何抓住机会来爱他。
Our Lord Jesus predicted in Matthew 24.
主耶稣
on the last day.
主耶稣在马太福音24章就在那里预言了最后的日子。
He said, because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold.
他说只因不法的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡了。
This is a prophecy by the Lord Jesus.
这是主耶稣自己的预言。
Lawlessness has been increased significantly in the past 2 years.
在过去的两年当中，不法的事实在是大大的增多了。
We see lawlessness everywhere.
我们在各处都能看到不法的事。
It really is everywhere.
实在是在每一个地方都能看到。
You actually see lawlessness in the government as well.
你在政府当中也同样看到这不法的事。
You will see the lawlessness in legislatures.
你在这种各样的律法当中也能看到这些不法的事。
You see lawlessness even in the justice.
甚至在这些法院里面，你也能够看到这些不法的事。
Then not to say the lawlessness everywhere in our cities, in our towns.
就更不用提在我们的城市，在我们的小镇当中所看到的不法的事。
Most people's love will grow cold.
那许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡了。
Brothers and sisters, we need to ask ourselves, have our love for the Lord grown cold during the pandemic?
弟兄姐妹，我们要问自己，在疫情当中，我们的爱心是否渐渐冷淡了？
May the Lord constrain us with His love again.
愿主用他的爱再来激励我们。
So we can no longer live for ourselves, and we live for the one who died for us.
让我们不再为自己而活，而为那一位为我们死的主而活。
Maybe some of us are like the widow.
也许我们当中有人像这个穷寡妇。
We do not have too much to give.
我们可能没有太多能够献给主。
It is.So insignificant compared to what others can give.
相比于其他人所能摆上的，可能我们所给的是微乎不足道的。
Oftentimes we hesitate.
有的时候我们常常犹疑。
Even if I offer what I can.
那即便我尽我所能的献上了。
It doesn't make a big difference in the end.
那最终也不会有任何的效果。
There's so many other brothers.Offering their prayers, it doesn't need my prayers.
那有其他这么多的弟兄都在那里献上祷告了，主不需要我的祷告。
Just imagine that day, that poor widow did not offer her 2 copper coins.
想一想，如果在那一天，这个穷寡妇没有献上她的2个小钱
，That day all of our offering would not mean much to the Lord.
在那一天，其他所有的这些钱加起来，对主来说也不是什么。
Because that 2 copper coins is more than anything else combined.
因为那一天这2个小钱比其他人所献的加起来还多。
So brothers and sisters, no matter how little we have,
所以弟兄姐妹，无论我们有的有多么的少
，Listen to the still small voice inside of you.
来听你里面那圣灵微小的声音。
If Lord moves you, you step out, you do what you can with what you have.
如果神感动你的话，你就站出来，照尽你所有的，照你所能的去做。
This is love the Lord with all our strength.
这就是来尽力爱主我们的神。
Lord will not ask for anything more.
神不会问你要再多的。
The Lord asks us.To do what we can with what we have.
主所要的就是照我们所有的，尽我们所能的去做。
Isn't this a great news for us?
这难道不是一个好消息吗？
We don't need to wait until tomorrow.
我们不需要等到明天。
We don't need to wait until next year.
我们也不需要等到明年。
We don't need to wait until I knew the Lord much more so I can love Him with all my strength.
我不需要等到我更多的认识主，好叫我才能够来尽力的爱他。
We can love the Lord with all our strength today and now.
那今天现在我们就能够来尽力爱主。
Actually today, now is the best opportunity to love the Lord with all our strength.
那事实上今天现在就是我们尽力能够来爱主最好的机会。
Because the Lord only asks us to give, to do what we can with what we have.
因为主让我们所做的不过是照我们所有的尽我们所能去做。
Brothers and sisters, this is the last Sunday of 2021.
弟兄姐妹，今天是2021年的最后一个主日。
And this has been a difficult year.
这一年是非常的有挑战。
And we have difficult 2 years.
我们有两年艰苦的时光。
But let us encourage one another when we still have opportunity today.
但我们要彼此鼓励，只要我们还有今日。
To love the Lord with all our mind.
能够来尽力爱主。
So we trust the Lord in all things.
让我们在凡事上来信靠他。
Then we will not trust anything more than we trust the Lord.
让我们信靠其他事，总不至于过于信靠主。
Let's love the Lord with all our heart and with all our soul.
让我们能够尽心尽性的来爱主。
Give our best to the Lord.
把我们最好的献给神。
Brother and sister, we need to give our best to the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们要把自己最好的献给神。
Give the fat to the Lord.
把你的脂油献给神。
Give the kidney to the Lord.
把两腰也献给神。
Learn to love the Lord with all our strength.
学习能够来尽力爱主我们的神。
Just do all that we can.
让我们尽我们所能的去做。
With what we have.
照着我们所有的。
Brothers and sisters, we still have the day today.
弟兄姐妹，我们仍有今日。
We are hoping that we will enter into 2022.
我们盼望当我们进入2022年的时候。
But whether we will actually enter into 2022 is not a certain thing.
但我们是否真正能够进到2022，并不是一件确定的事。
No, the day of the Lord is so near, is nearing.
你知道，主的日子就要来了。
I don't know how many days we have.
我不知道我们还有多少天。
Brothers and sisters, what is your plan for all the things you keep to yourself?
弟兄姐妹，你为着你所有的有怎样的计划呢？
Do you know? Do you have plan for all the things you keep to yourself?
你为自己所留的这些事情，你为他们有什么计划吗？
Do everything.Do what you can with what you have today.
照你所有的，尽你所能的今天。
And if you can do it today, then do it today.
如果你今天就能做，那今天就做。
If you remember a brother or remember a sister, you have nothing for a long time. Do what you can with what you have.
如果你想到一个弟兄或一个姐妹是你很久没有见过的，那照着你所有的来，尽你所能的去做。
If Lord move your heart, give a burden for someone or for something, do what you can with what you have.
如果神把一个负担放在你的心里，为着一件事或为着一个人，那就照你所有的，尽你所能的去做。
Do not even wait for tomorrow.
不要等到明天。
Do it today.
今天就去做。
This is loving our Lord with all our strength.
这就是来尽力的爱主。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for giving us this time.
父，我们感谢你给我们这样的时间。
We thank you for the year.
我们感谢这一年。
Our path dripped with fatness.
我们的路径都留下脂油。
And our heart is full of thanksgiving.
我们的心中满了感恩。
We thank you for giving us brothers and sisters.
我们感谢你把弟兄姐妹赐给我们。
How good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell in unity.
弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
But we come together at the end of this year.
主，在这年末的时候，我们一同来相聚。
Consider the most important things in our life.
来思想在我们生活当中最重要的事。
The most important thing in our life is to love the Lord.
我们生活当中最重要的事就是来爱主。
There's nothing else that's more important than this.
没有其他比这更重要的了。
May all of us will agree on this matter.
让我们都能够来认同这件事。
And we all learn to love the Lord.
让我们都来学习爱主。
With all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength.
能够尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力的来爱主。
We pray that you constrain us with your love.
我们祷告，愿你以你的爱来激励我们。
We thank you for this time.
我为着这个时间感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。